Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at scripture concerning the compound names of Jehovah found throughout the Word of God. On Monday we saw the phrase Jehovah Jireh found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 22 and in verse number 14, which means the Lord who provides. And then on Tuesday we saw in the book of Judges, chapter number 6, verse 24, Jehovah Shalom, which means the Lord who gives peace. And then on yesterday we saw the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 23, verse number 6, where the Bible declares the Lord our righteousness, Jehovah Tzidkenu, our perfection, the Lord our perfection. And today our attention goes to the book of Exodus, chapter number 17. Let me see if I can set the stage for you. The children of Israel have been battling against Amalek. And the scripture says that when Moses, he stood on the top of the mountain and he held up his hand, when as long as his hands were held up, Israel prevailed. But when he let his hands down, Amalek prevailed. And it got to the point to where Moses' hands were so heavy because of the length of the battle that they took a stone and they set under him. And the Bible says Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the one on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And the Bible declares, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. The Bible goes on to say in the book of Exodus, chapter number 17, verse number 15, and Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi has the idea of a banner or a flag or an ensign. And you think about that thought. I thought about how does this fit into the whole scheme of things. Well, in days gone by, it was the flag bearer, the one who carried the banner, that was marked the front line of the two opposing armies. And as in the Confederate and Union War, as the two groups would run at each other, where the flag was, you could tell where your line was and where the people were behind the banner, behind the flag. And when you saw your flag go across enemy line and appear or go up the flagpole behind enemy lines, you realize your side had prevailed. That famous statue and that famous photo of the American flag being raised in the South Pacific in the battle over Iwo Jima. And of course, as the flag went up, the battle was still raging. And yet men looked and saw that flag, saw that ensign. And with that, they saw that the American troops were prevailing. And with that, they went on to final victory. Can I say to you today that the Lord, He's our prevail? What do you mean, preacher? Well, I'm glad to report to you that the flag has already been raised on yonder shore, and we win. The Lord Jesus has prevailed. He's strong, mighty in battle, and He's already conquered death, hell, and the grave. And I'm glad that the blood-stained banner has been raised. Captivity has been led captive and made an open shame. And I'm glad that the flag of victory has already been raised. And the flag of course, He's not totally surrendered yet. But we know how we've read the last chapter. We know how the battle ends. And God's forces prevail. So I'm glad today to report to you that the Lord, He's our prevail. He's Jehovah Nissi. He is the Lord, our banner. And I'm glad to say today that we win when it all settles out. Oh yes, there's still going to be some skirmishes between here and when the war is over. But my friend, the forces of evil have been defeated, and the forces of righteousness, the Lord Jesus, has prevailed. And one of these glad days, we will stand and salute that flag victorious with the Lord Jesus Christ there on yonder shore. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that you'd help us today not to fight for victory, but help us to fight from victory, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.